In the face of an especially violent month in Iraq, President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair tried to show a united front and shore up support for their policies in Iraq. Neither gave much insight into Iraq's political transition, but President Bush seemed ready to put it in the hands of the UN. That's a move long sought by Britain and other U.S. allies. Both leaders also reaffirmed their commitment to hand over sovereignty to Iraqis by June 30th. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
President Bush and Prime Minister Blair offered words of assurance that they will not waver in the face of violence. They also spoke of a greater UN role, a move many hope will give political cover for countries to contribute to Iraq. Prime Minister Blair tried to downplay past disputes.
Regardless of whether you support the war in Iraq or not, the response has got to be that we hold firm, we keep to the political transition, we keep to the timetable, and we do everything we humanly can to build up the capability of the Iraqis to take control of their own affairs.
For his part, President Bush seemed to back a United Nations proposal to set up a caretaker government of technocrats to prepare for elections next year, an interim government that would replace the Iraqi Governing Council, which was handpicked by the U.S.
This week we've seen the outlines of a new Iraqi government that will take the keys of sovereignty. We welcome the proposals presented by the UN Special Envoy Brahimi. He's identified a way forward to establishing an interim government that is broadly acceptable to the Iraqi people.
At the United Nations today, U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte appealed to countries to contribute troops to provide enough protection for the UN to take on a larger role. He also had praise for UN Envoy Lakhdar Brahimi.
Our thinking is very much that he's got the lead on this issue, and that his recommendations will carry a great deal of weight.
While everyone tried to keep focused on how the UN can resolve the current political crisis, President Bush and Prime Minister Blair were asked whether they misled their publics in going to war with false assumptions about weapons of mass destruction and Iraqi links to al-Qaeda. Blair dove into an impassioned argument about the shared vision of an Iraq stable, prosperous, and democratic.
Think of the instant rebuttal of all that poisonous propaganda about America, about it all being an attack on Muslims or it being part of a war of civilization. Iraq, run by the Iraqis, and a symbol of hope and democracy in the Middle East. Now, this is a cause that any person of goodwill and good heart should be able to support.
Good job, Prime Minister. Thank you, sir.
Judging from Mr. Bush's praise, Blair seemed to live up to his image as America's staunchest ally, or as President Bush put it, a stand-up kind of guy. Neither of them gave any hint to the reports of tension in the alliance. British politicians have been complaining that Washington sidelined London in much of the decision-making on Iraq. The U.S. endorsement of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's plan to pull settlements out of Gaza but hold on to some settlements in the West Bank was also a thorny issue today. Arab countries complained this would wreck the peace process, though Blair glossed over the controversy.
I see this not in any shape or form as pushing the roadmap to the side. On the contrary, I see it as a way back into the roadmap. Now, I know there'll be all sorts of issues to do with the final status negotiations, and as the president said, no one's prejudging those.
But critics say President Bush is doing just that by saying it's unrealistic for Israel to give Palestinian refugees the right to return to Israel or pull back to the 1967 borders in the West Bank. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.